The Henneberg Chapel. Today, the outer walls of the Henneberg Chapel have been rendered with light-coloured plaster, preserving the Baroque appearance it was given as it was transformed into the village church. Originally, the chapel's outward appearance looked very different to this. If you step up very closely to the unplastered wall of the chancel next to the ruin, you can get a better idea of how closely the facade decoration was linked to its function as the Henneberg Funerary Chapel. You mustn't forget that in the Middle Ages, to have a family vault in your own monastery was highly prestigious and held in utmost esteem. Conversely, this naturally had to be expressed in the architecture of the building. The red colour of the sandstone therefore stood symbolically for crimson, and therefore to claims of sovereignty which the building was expected to represent. A further decorative element is in the patterns on the joints in the masonry. If you look at the masonry closely, you can recognise that the mortar in the joints has been horizontally and vertically scraped. These linear markings have been pressed a few millimetres deep into the mortar by a trowel. The so-called pietra rasa plastering technique was widespread in medieval times. To obtain the desired effect, stonemasons applied mortar generously, which then partly oozed out when the stones were put into place. By smoothing it down with a trowel afterwards, the masonry was, to an extent, plastered over with the mortar. The trowel drawings were then applied to heighten the visual effect of the wall and lent it its specific optical structure. Only recently, remains of colour were discovered, revealing that the mortar was originally stained red. Later, the chapel exterior was painted ochre. This was possibly in 1485, when the wall paintings were being executed. This demonstrates how the symbols for power and wealth changed at the end of the Middle Ages.